It can be hard enough for a medical professional to correctly assess the health and health needs of a single patient. So imagine the complexity in trying to measure the health of an entire community. But that is an established process, and it happens every few years. And this is one of those years for Jackson and Josephine counties. A community health assessment is underway to determine the health and health needs of people living in the two counties. It involves several agencies and organizations which, with this assessment, are taking disparate schedules and approaches and joining them together. So we have two of the agencies represented here to talk about this overall community health assessment for Jackson and Josephine counties. Angela Warren is the collaboration manager at Jefferson Regional Health Alliance. Angela, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us. We're excited about this project and the chance to talk about it.
Also in the studio, Belle Shepherd, who works at the Oregon Health Authority. Her title is Innovator Agent. She is assigned to Southern Oregon, working out of Medford. Belle, thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
So let's start there with Innovator Agent. Apparently you get that asked a lot. What does that title do?
Well, your listeners can't see my cape, of course, that comes with the job. But really, it's a liaison position between the state of Oregon and local communities, the coordinated care organizations in specific, which do the Oregon Health Plan or Medicaid population, but the whole community to help health systems transform and be different.
So why do communities do health assessments in the first place? And it looks like it's not just a community thing, but also a hospital-based thing. Can you kind of untangle some of that for us?
Yeah, some of the requirements are different for the different organizations. So with the Affordable Care Act, nonprofit hospitals actually are required to do a community health assessment and then provide community benefit towards issues that are happening in the community. And without doing this kind of broad assessment, you really can't determine what's happening. We can look at a little bit of data. We can say we think we know what's happening, but we really want to stretch this out broader. The coordinated care organizations are required to do this by the state of Oregon. And then public health departments that are seeking voluntary accreditation, like Jackson and Josephine County Public Health, also need to do a health assessment. And there's other entities as well. So there's different requirements, and our goal here is to pull all those together into one assessment.
So instead of like a hospital doing it every 3 years, the county doing it every 5 years, that sort of thing, it's all together now?
Now that's our approach this year, and this is the first year that we're really heading down that road. And so it's been kind of a long time coming because it is hard to put all those requirements, those timelines that are different, all those pieces together, but it's been a great collaborative approach.
So Angela Warren, first of all, what is Jefferson Regional Health Alliance?
Jefferson Regional Health Alliance is a nonprofit made up of leaders, multi-sector, but mostly healthcare sector leaders. So the CEOs of the hospitals, the coordinated care organizations, substance abuse, the major clinics, all over, everyone basically who's involved in impacting health and healthcare. And it was formed as a place for people to come together in sort of a think tank mode to look through a community lens at the issues around health and also to figure out strategies for leveraging their community investment dollars more effectively in partnership. Occasionally something comes along that we want to incubate or pilot together rather than somebody individually. So it's an opportunity to learn together and explore together, and this community health assessment is just a really good piece of that because we're now going to have some shared data to inform decision making, and we're all taking a look through the same information when we start to talk about community health improvement planning.
Was the community health assessment one of the reasons for even creating the Jefferson Regional Health Alliance?
No, the Health Alliance actually came out of Peter Senge from the Fifth Discipline was brought into the community in 2003 by a group of community leaders who were looking at some ways to think differently about social change and community change. And out of that conversation came a need for a healthcare collaborative. And so in 2005, the Jefferson Regional Health Alliance was formed. So we've been around for quite a while. The board meets 4 to 6 times a year. They do share projects and collaborate. They share learnings and best practices. And to some extent, it's an advocacy group and a group that hopefully helps leverage some things on behalf of the community.
What kinds of changes can you say have happened in the community in terms of health coordination because of the existence of the Health Alliance?
Sure. One of the past projects, you're probably aware of the Oregon Pain Guidance or Opioid Prescribers Group, OPG.
Mm-hmm.
That was
we just had Jim James in here last week.
That was an incubated project that came from JRHA. COHO, Choosing Options, Honoring Options, about end-of-life and advanced care planning, was a pilot project of JRHA. They've done some things with nursing workforce development, high utilization at the hospitals, variety of different projects that then have become embedded in the community in partnership between organizations. And this community health assessment is just sort of the latest take on that. And we hope what it will do is lead us all to be able to talk together about things so that we figure out what's the best direction to move for the whole community.
We're talking about a community health assessment for Jackson and Josephine counties with Angela Warren at Jefferson Regional Health Alliance. She's the collaboration manager. Belle Shepherd is with the Oregon Health Authority. She's an innovator agent. You can join the conversation on the exchange, ask questions, make suggestions about things to include in the community health assessment. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Belle Shepherd, I wonder how much tweaking had to go on to coordinate some of the things that get asked in community health assessments, what the hospitals were doing versus what the CCOs had to do, that sort of thing.
Yeah, so one of the things that we were able to do as we came together as a group is hire a national organization. They're actually out of Boston with some folks out of Seattle as well that have done over 80 of these types of health assessments around the nation. So while they didn't have as much of the Oregon-specific around coordinated care organizations and those laws, they have worked with a lot of hospitals, they've worked with a lot of public health departments, they've worked with a lot of systems. So not only did we have the expertise on the ground of people who have done them for their own purposes, but we also have some national expertise to kind of help us guide this. And yeah, I think there's been a lot of tweaking. One of the particular things that we're really focused on this time as compared to last time when it was a smaller, just the coordinated care organizations doing it with public health, is a lot more community engagement. So how do we get more community people to give us their input? So there's two parts of a health assessment. We want data that we can pull from census or from if you, got the phone calls after you stayed at the hospital or you got something in the mail, you filled that out, or of course, all of the data that we collect through a public health or other system. But we also want community input. What are the strengths? What are the challenges? What are the issues that community members see? So not just people from the healthcare field. And so we're taking a lot longer to kind of really develop that process and make sure we have that. And that's going to strengthen this. Sometimes there's perceptions out in the community of we're not doing something right. And us inside the health community might say, oh, man, we thought that was the best thing we've done last year. Well, maybe we're just really bad at explaining what we do, or maybe we've not educated, the full community and we need to have a better stretch on that. Or sometimes there's things maybe we're just missing and it's a really bigger issue for the community members than we see the data around. So how do we address that approach? So we really want community input as part of this process, and that's been kind of a new shift that we have as this collaboration has existed.
So have you reached the point where you're done deciding what the community input is going to be and what form you'll take it in?
Well, right. We have done some focus groups. We did 10 of those in May. We did some community forums. Some of the idea around the focus groups was really to go to communities where people may or may not engage in a health conversation. So some Spanish-only speaking groups, rural areas like Cave Junction and Shady Cove, talking to youth, talking to disabled and elderly. So some of those were kind of some in-depth two-hour conversations with them. Right now what we have is we have a survey that's open. It's in English and Spanish. People can access it via the JRHA website. So this is kind of one of the pieces that we really want now is to push. We're hoping for more than 1,000 community members from all walks of life to really engage in this survey. Again, we can sit in a room as health professionals and decide we think we know what's wrong and what's happening, but we really want more community input to make sure that we're approaching things in the right way.
So, Angela Warren, when you get to the back end of a process where you've gotten that much input, let me actually back up to previous community health assessments in whatever mm-hmm. form they were taken. What kinds of decisions get made in coming out of a community health assessment? What sorts of approaches then are dictated or changes in the way health care is delivered in the region?
Sure. There are always going to be some things that are going to be issues that come up over and over and over again. We know in this valley that substance use is going to be an issue. It always is. But what may come out of something like this is understanding a little bit what specific populations are experiencing, what the specific needs and issues are, some things that can help us direct investment in that particular problem so that it's more effective and that we can move the needle. excuse me. In the past, each of the organizations that's done one has used it to inform their own community health improvement plans. This time is a little bit different because while each organization will still continue to do that, what we're hoping is, because we're looking at it together, there will be some things that we see that rise to the top that we can do together in a different way than any individual organization can do.
Is there anything that you do for one organization that has another saying, wait a minute, that's not what we need, though, in our health assessment? I mean, you have to expand a scope, it sounds like. Here.
Absolutely. And, you know, everybody, when you do something collaboratively like this, there is certainly a lot of compromise because it is going to be broadly focused so that it can include what everybody needs. So it'll be a very different process and different outcomes. But I will say that we've had really good engagement by all of the partner organizations who've done it by themselves in the past to say, we're really interested in seeing what happens when we have this as a whole community conversation. It's certainly, as Belle mentioned, the community engagement piece and really hearing from the constituents that are served is huge. Although the other assessments in the past that organizations have done that to some extent, not quite as broadly as this. So I think that's going to be a really key takeaway for us, is just getting a much better sense of the community voice that's out there, and hopefully shaking us up a little bit.
We're talking about a community health assessment for Jackson and Josephine counties underway this year under the auspices of, well, a number of organizations, including Jefferson Regional Health Alliance, for whom Angela Warren is the collaboration manager. Belle Shepherd works for the Oregon Health Authority. She's an innovator agent working in Southern Oregon. You can join the conversation. Your questions, your comments, your ideas about what is needed in the health system that doesn't appear now, perhaps. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. And if you follow what I saw in previous community health assessments, this is broader than just, you know, this many people have problems with cigarette smoking or substance abuse. I mean, we're talking about migration and growth, poverty, homelessness, education. All these things were included in previous ones. Are those all to be addressed in this one as well, Belle Shepherd?
Yeah, I think one of the big focus areas is around social determinants of health. That means things that affect our health that aren't necessarily happening in a doctor's office, right? So the transportation to get to a doctor's office, the level of high school graduates we have, how do we improve that? We know that when someone graduates from high school or even additional education, they have higher health rates. That's a national standard that we can see. How do we improve upon things like that? Are those the issues that are of concern? There might be other issues of concern like food deserts, right? So in a community where it takes a mile to walk to a grocery store where you can actually get some healthy food, you can maybe get fast food just down the corner, but you can't get healthy food for a mile, and maybe those sidewalks are really bad. So there's a lot of things that are social determinants that actually impact our health more so even than the doctor's office. And so we want to hear from people, because what we know is that's what people are dealing with on a daily basis. We know that over 95% of Oregonians have access to health care. They have insurance through Oregon Health Plan, through Affordable Care Act, through Medicare, through workers, you know, work-covered employment. But they don't necessarily, do they access that health care? So is that the real issue? Or is it some of these other pieces, that day-to-day, I don't have sick leave at work, so I can't get off and go to the doctor or take my kid to the doctor. So child care costs is one we hear over and over. Adequate child care, the costs, again, housing, people are paying an enormous amount of their monthly income on housing. How does that affect your health? So we want to hear from all of those pieces, and those are really important.
You mentioned one of the areas where things get very interesting to me anyway, and in public health, which is things that do not involve stethoscopes or medicines or facilities, but are the sidewalks good? Can people get to the grocery store? Which is a fascinating thing. These little tweaks that don't seem like they have anything to do with health can actually make a difference.
Do you feel safe enough?
Yeah.
You know, many of us grew up walking to school. Now that's not a safe thing. If there's a sidewalk, is it a safe enough area to send your kid to walk to school? And so then obviously that impacts that kid's outlook on life and health, and that determines overall health, right? Is it safe at school? Do people feel safe there? Maybe if they're presenting with a different color of skin or a different language barrier or sexual orientation, there might be some issues that they don't feel safe at school. So then you go to school less. Then maybe you don't graduate from high school. How do we shift those pieces in our community? Because we know they're out there.
Angela Warren, is this going to be a very different community health assessment, not just because of the fact that it's being approached somewhat differently in encompassing lots of organizations that had done their own, but also in the fact that this is the first one that I can see of its kind since the Affordable Care Act went into effect.
It is. And I think the fact that the CCOs have now been around for a while, we have some data that we haven't had in the past about what's working and what's not. So the quantitative data that we've been able to pull in certainly will be enlightening to us, I think, in terms of healthcare transformation and what has worked. But I what Bell was just talking about, how health has really been redefined as broader than treating disease. It's not about health care. Health is that broader community piece. Are the streets lighted? Do we have public safety? All of the kinds of things that really do make the difference. Homelessness is a big one here in Southern Oregon. How are we dealing with homelessness? How are we making sure that people that are homeless, when they come in and get medical treatment, can have follow-up treatment or have a place to store their medications? So I think that that's what we're looking at, is the whole picture of health.
So when you get to the end of the assessment, you not only have like rates of certain diseases, but also like rates of poverty and homelessness and all of that as well?
Yes, and divided up, you know, we're looking at Jackson County and Josephine County we're doing together, but we'll also be able to pull that information by county. So there are some unique qualities. While we have a lot in common, there's some unique qualities in each county too. So we'll be able to drill down a bit.
Community health assessment, again, the topic here on the Jefferson Exchange. Angela Warrens with Jefferson Regional Health Alliance, Bell Shepherds with the Oregon Health Authority. So when you get to the end of the community health assessment, it's more than just assessments. I assume that you're going to choose some priorities here, or things that clearly need attention will be pointed out by what you've collected anyway, right?
Yes, there'll be, at the end of the year, we'll have this process is a 12-month process. Mm-hmm. As Bell said, we've allowed a long period of time to really get a broad community engagement. We'll have a final written report at the end of the year that will be disseminated to the public. And then as the organizations move into their health improvement planning that drives the kinds of programs and services that they offer, that will be the conversation that we're really excited about, because we will be having some of those together rather than just as individual organizations. And hopefully that does mean there will be some bigger things that we can tackle together.
We mentioned the opioid, what had been the opioid prescribers group, which is now mm-hmm. Oregon Pain Guidance.
Right.
And James Shames was here last week mm-hmm. talking about it, one of the founders of it all. But we also had the person from Asante here talking about the ESC program. And I wonder if that sort of program to help children who are born drug addicted to using mothers, if that's the kind of thing that comes out of a community health assessment, or just from the perceptions of the individual health organization. I'm just wondering how changes are affected right now on the ground.
So all of the organizations that we've been talking about have been doing some type of improvement planning. Some that are linked maybe through different projects like OPG or helping with, you know, certain pieces. So that's already been happening at some level, but they've been a little bit separate as well. So what we really want to do is tie those pieces together and look at how do we prioritize one or two or three of those top pieces. It doesn't mean we're going to forget about everything else. And the Eat, Sleep, Console at Asante is an amazing new program, but it's also based on kind of some knowledge that we know that we need this in our community. This is a major issue that we have coming, that's been happening for years. So we've already been doing that. How do we put those forces together and say, okay, if we are going to put our resources, and that could be financial, that could be advocacy, that could be policy-based decisions, if we're going to put all of those together around a few different projects, we're going to be stronger in this work. So as Angela said, we know that probably addictions will be one of those top pieces. It has always come up in our community. Homelessness could be one of those. Could be transportation. It could be oral health care. It could be a variety of different things. We don't want to make that assumption now. That's why we want to continue to gather information. But then that's the goal. And the organizations that have a community health assessment requirement also have a community health improvement plan requirement. So we're, you know, that's a good thing, because that mandate kind of pushes us forward to do something. It's just how do we do that better together?
Do the assessments and improvement plans bring in dollars, grant money, anything like that, or even decide what potential allocations of dollars should be?
So different organizations put funds in, and majority of the organizations that are part of this work have put funds in to hire this consultant group and help support this. They'll do the same thing based on their own organization for the community health improvement plan, and then that's the goal, is that we're going to push those together and see how we can impact things on a better, broader
stage. And you should know that the Oregon Community Foundation, the William and Florence Schneider Fund, supported this CHA. That's one of the funders for this community health assessment work as well, because they see the benefit in having that collective information available to everyone in the community.
So it is available to everyone in the community.
It will
but
be.
Are specific people, though, in policy positions not directly connected to this process, directed, is their attention directed to it, like, you know, county commissioners, state representatives?
Absolutely. Yeah, and one of the other pieces of this project has been some key informant interviews with people really outside of healthcare, but that have tremendous impact on health, like county commissioners, to make sure that those that have that kind of systems-level view of what's going on in our region are talked to so that we understand what the forces are that are affecting health and policy and health policy. So those people are definitely engaged.
I can't imagine that your organizations would be particularly surprised by anything coming in, because you obviously are tracking what goes on in health in the community on a regular basis. But, I mean, I just wonder if anything that has emerged so far from the focus groups or from any of the people who've volunteered surveys have made you go, oh, this is an area we hadn't really thought about a lot before.
I think, you know, it's really early. The information is still just being gathered. I would say by August we may start to have a little more inkling of what that will be. So right now I wouldn't say there's anything that's come up that we've noticed as a big surprise, but we're really early in looking at any of the data.
And have some policy decisions been made on previous community health assessments? Things that went, you know, made people go, hey, let's try this that we haven't tried before. I mean, you've got obviously a lot of overlay here with federal efforts on healthcare at the same time.
Sure.
Yeah, again, I would say a shifting of focus on transportation has been pretty strong, particularly with the coordinated care organizations. One of the things we found in 2013 was we didn't know anything about oral health. We just really didn't have the data. And so we formed a Southern Oregon Oral Health Coalition that has been really looking at how do we get better data, how do we better inform people about their access to oral health care. There's been some big shifts around that with the Oregon Health Plan. And there was just a survey done by some OHSU nursing students where they're saying people still don't know, actually, you know. So as much as we try, we still have to recognize that some of the past history of knowledge of that I didn't have transportation or I didn't have oral health coverage still pervades the community. So, again, we need to kind of continue to have that conversation and say, how do we do this better? Because, again, we can know it where we're sitting, but we're not the ones that maybe need to access that as much.
Bell Shepherd, Oregon Health Authority, Angela Warren, Jefferson Regional Health Alliance, thanks for talking to us about the community health assessment for Jackson and Josephine counties.
Thank you.